This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Mrs. Renee Morrison, coordinator of Jacksonville State University's Field Schools program. She's here to talk about educational opportunities for students, teachers, and the public. Let's listen in.
What are some of the field schools' most popular programs for children, and why are they so popular?
Gosh, we offer so many different programs for children, and they're all so much fun and educational. We offer frog pond adventures where kids can get up to their knees in muck and learn about amphibians through the frog calls and their egg masses and things like that. We have planetarium shows where kids can take a trip to outer space. I suppose some of our most popular programs are nature camps, and we offer two different types of nature camps. One is the JSU Field School Nature Camp, and we filled those spots by February last year with a long waiting list, and that camp didn't take place until July. It's a lot of fun because we travel all over Alabama and learn about the natural history and the places that you can visit in Alabama, the beauty of it. The Hobson City Nature Camp is another camp for children, and these are children of disabled parents. In 2004, we were able to offer this camp at no cost due to the generosity of corporate sponsors such as Alabama Gas Corporation and the Calhoun County Commission. But in 2005, we received the support of a legacy grant along with corporate sponsorship, and we were able to offer programs to over 100 children. The focus of that camp was to allow inner-city children the opportunity to learn about nature on public lands. Daily, we'd take them out to the Talladega National Forest and totally immerse them in environmental education activities. We've been able to affect the lives of so many children, and I measure that effectiveness by the smiles on their faces.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.